one more question that comes to mind that that has occurred to me here in India about the Japanese. So few Japanese and Chinese are here, and he only went to Japan for a short time. And I don't know, silly of me, but that concerns me. I wonder about that. Do you know anything about anything about the Japanese? All the billions of people that are there. You know?
Yeah, billions of people in Japan, in China, in Russia, and all that. Why we are here around him? That was the same thing at the time of Jesus, at the time of Muhammad and all that. This time, to our great good fortune, he has traveled a lot and he has contacted so many people. So, in spite of their life, the past advent of Baba, he didn't travel much as he traveled this advent. So, in spite of it, far and wide it spread out without his going to any places. Now, this time he has gone to so many places, so how much more so it will be? Yeah. But wait, don't be impatient. You know the one Japanese strayed once, you know the story, sometimes you see him in the film also. Hitaka, his name was, a Japanese young man, of your age. He came one day riding a bicycle to Mehrabad. So Baba was standing on the veranda and he was there. There were people around. There was it was 3 incredible weeks now, that period.
Yeah. Yeah. It was 54. Yeah,
54. So there he comes and he gets down from his cycle and looks at all this. There are people, Westerners, Easterners, and all Americans are there, British are there, and some Europeans are there from France and all. And he says, what's all this? He's asking in front of Baba. He says, well, be here and be with us, Baba says to him. Mind you how fortunate he was. So he was there during that period. So during one of the sessions when he got closer and came to know about Baba and all that. So he is the one who is putting a question to Baba himself, what you put now. Baba, you have been to all places, you haven't been to Japan. He says, yes, I am there. But when will you come again? This is not now. After 700 years, I'll be coming there. So taking that as the answer, those who heard it, they are now conjecturing that, well, next advent may be in Japan. What he meant by 700 years, that he's going to come after 700 years to that place. That's how they said. But then recently after that, he went back to Japan, and then he must have talked about what he had seen and all that. So, there was one person by name Rinjubishi. He's still alive. I didn't know that he's still alive. So, he was a spiritually minded person in Japan at that time. It seems so. Hitaka must have contacted. Hitaka must have told him. So, Rinjubishi sent some letters and messages to Baba and all that. Later on, we heard that Rinjubishi himself professed to be the master, is professing to be the master. And he said, well, and they sent us here after Baba passed away, a nice little booklet, a small pamphlet like that, in English. That was forgotten. As recently as I think last month or so, it was last month, last month or so, we received a letter from somebody in Japan saying that Rinjubishi,
they want to translate.
They want to translate Baba's words. There's no literature in Japanese, so will you please send us books to be translated into Japanese, because Rinjubishi wants them to be translated into Japanese. So, gradually, the worm is wiggling there now. Yeah. So that's how it is. After how many years, we hear all of a sudden, I thought Rinjubishi has died. That's what I told them. Hmm.
Eric, what about that magazine that was being published in Japan a number of years ago by the Sufi?
Yeah, this Rinjubishi.
That was Rinjubishi?
Yeah, that was, yeah. But another thing that came to our ears, I don't know whether you heard of Rick Chapman? Yeah. So he comes, I think, trip before last. Every year he comes here, in the month of December he comes, with Cheryl. So he told me, hey, do you know, that all of a sudden we have been receiving letters from the universities in Russia, asking for Meher Baba books. Oh, I said, oh, then did you send any particular book? No, they have made it's the university people, they want to know something about the metaphysics of Meher Baba. So they even know that there is a book called God Speaks and all that. So they have called for that. But we don't know what's happening there.
Didn't you say Baba said Russia holds the key?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But it's at the time of the war. Yeah. But then we came to know, we had come to know earlier than what Rich reported, that they are experimenting on a new dimension. And there was a long article, that's what the papers reported. I don't know how they get such reports, you see. Although it is supposed to be known only to the person or the scientist concerned, so they have created a laboratory in which they now not only want to send out unmanned, what do you call, space vehicles, but even if it is manned, later on they think of manning the thing and letting the mankind go out in outer space and all that, but they are experimenting on hot waves. Yeah. So they have been doing that, so now it seems that they are making a research, seeing what this man has said, what that man has said, this man and this, is there any possibility of going beyond the gross sphere into the subtle and the mental with gross consciousness, which is not possible according to what Baba said.
I wonder if they'll get interested in Baba.
Well, his multifarious ways are there, unfathomable, you can't fathom his ways.